This is just the best part of my day.
Nope, scratch that. Reverse.
My grandma and your grandma sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about, hey now.
Oi, oi, bruv, you want a scissor? Oi.
This is a great way to start out the episode, I think.
I had a feeling.
Hey, what's up, you man about town? You want to go back in the alley and have a scissor?
Oi, you want a scissor? It's like, is it a butch saying it? There's just like a lot of levels to it that I really like. I like the quality.
It adds a mystery. You're like, who is saying this? What perspective is this from?
I've been trying to scissor as two like trans masks trying to explore things. It's actually pretty funny. It's kind of like a no homo bro. No homo, let's try this.
not gay or anything, but you want a scissor? it's completely above board, no homo, but you know, you want a scissor. You ever see The Handmaiden? You want to stick some bells up in us and have a scissor?
I've, like, never successfully really done it. It's not what people think it is, I think, based on the movies.
No.
It's, the logistics of it is a lot less sexy and a lot to think about. Kind of takes you out of the moment.
It seems like a lot of moving parts. Forgive, you know, it seems like a lot of, like, there's a lot of legs that have to, you know, find their ideal. And then you also have to, like, anchor balance yourself, right?
Yeah.
It just seems like there's a lot of architecture involved.
A lot of sex positions feel that way over time. Lots of just holding, like, having core strength to, like, hold different movements.
That's true. Underrepresented part of talking about sexual congress is, like, actually, you do need to have abs to do like 90% of the things that people want to do.
Who is in your sexual congress? Who is your Speaker of the House? Who is your who are your representatives in your sexual congress?
Okay, but what is the sexual congress? Is it who I want, like, speaking eloquently on projects? Is it, like, you know,
projects
anyone
sex?
Or, like, you know, passing bills? Is it who I want, like, on the intellectual forefront of the sexual congress? Or is it,
I don't,
like,
know, it's your sexual
I've
congress
become sexually fascinated with? Like, what are the rules of the sexual congress?
I'm abolishing the electoral college with my with my sexual congress.
With my sexual congress. I'm abolishing the electoral college. I'm broadening the Supreme Court. Yeah.
I'm definitely giving abortion back in the sexual congress. I feel like that.
Give it back. I don't want it anymore. Give it back.
I think people can have those again in my sexual congress because it makes
I agree.
It just makes the congress run smoother to be able to get an abortion when you need to get an abortion. So
part of that, any leadership position is delegation, and I delegate that people can decide when they get their own abortions, right?
Yeah, I think
take
yes.
that off my plate.
Yeah, I would like. That's just a lot of unnecessary paperwork. I think losing money, not gaining any money by banning abortions. So I think abortions would be the first thing I would do with my sexual congress, and then give some trans rights back. I think.
I'm trying to think
of what
other.
What are cock blocking measures? What are what are things that
I don't need any of those. Don't pass any cock-blocking measures.
Yeah,
I'm having a hard enough time under the current law.
Right, I want to lift any cock-blocking measures. I think.
Oh, I see. Assuage cock-blocking measures.
Yeah. I want to lift them, any that currently exist in our legislation, with my sexual congress. I don't want any filibustering unless it's like a really fun edging. Like, I think filibustering should be edging.
to the edging. You can filibuster for as long as you don't nut.